There we go. All right, welcome to Trace. We are all familiar here, so we can skip the contributor proceedings. So let's dive right into Trace Interop. No pull requests on Trace Interop, so that's easy. Then let's head to Trace Vocab. We have three. What do you know? They're all for me. The first one is 871. This removes a tiny bit on the recommendation about what type of identifiers we're looking for. So URNs, yes, but not necessarily URNs, UUIDs. Let's see, do we have approvals? We have a couple of approvals. Any objections to 871? All right, let's merge it in. Next is 872. There. You guys can hear me okay, right?
Yes.
Good. All right. Yes, 872 has a bit more stuff. It's all around the email test report, and it's based on input we got from industry. Notably, moving some of the identifiers up top, where they're typically found on paper, adding a site name to the address, removing ship to because that's always the same as customer, and was there one more? I think that's about it. Let's see. We have two approvals. Everyone good with 872? All right, let's merge it. And 873 was just something I stumbled upon. Wasn't it? It adds consignee to packing list and bill of lading number instead of shipment number. Yeah, that's it.
Can you link 873, please?
Oh, sorry. Yep. I will add that the packing list will, it could use a lot more love. This was just one thing among many.
Where does the packing list get used? What is it? I haven't run across it and yeah.
I guess it doesn't really apply to oil and gas, but it's one of the like top 4, top 5 documents in containerized freight. It's one of the ones that you have to provide in imports because it tells customs and it also tells the consignee what is expected to be in the container. So when customs, it's basically the checklist that customs would check against when they choose to open up a container for inspection.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any objections to 873? No. Good, let's merge. And then we head back to Trace Interop and we look at issues.
Before we go to issues.
Oh, please, yeah.
I saw the IATA air waybill. I don't remember who added that in. Was that added in? Okay. So is there anything on that? Like anything I need to know on the status? Is that in pretty good shape? Do you think that there's some work that needs to be done there? Or, you know, I'm not very familiar with it in general.
It's certainly not inlined the way we like to inline documents because it's like a year ago I did it and we hadn't started that whole journey. So that it's all just like free organizations with a lot of options, but it was based on their very IATA's very elaborate requirements. So it aligns very well. I'm comfortable saying that it aligns very well to the I add a paper template.
Awesome.
That part's pretty solid shape, but it, you know, we've
so some work on the internal
a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, come again.
So some work on the internal structure that we're using, but it's pretty in line with the requirements of the paper doc.
Yes, I would say okay. So. Yeah. Can you in elaborate on why you ask? I'm curious.
One of our customers was asking us about traceability vocab in general, and they brought up the IATA Airway Bill, and I was like, yeah, we have one. I'm not entirely 100% sure on its status. So, yeah.
Cool. That's good to hear. And I think, that's one of the ones you can, it's never been tested in the wild, but, it's one of the ones that has a lot of stuff on it, and it's aligned with the requirements, like I said. So yeah, that you can be pretty, it's pretty safe to point them at that.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Least recently updated issues on interop. And the top one is contract acknowledgements 530. There. It's from Mahmoud and it's assigned to Mahmoud. Any updates on that, Mahmoud? I think we all know what it's about.
I think I just need to get down and so I know I have maybe 10 or so issues that are reasonably straightforward. They're all like rephrase or restructure or something like that. I just haven't found like the 3 hours to go down and fuck them up. This is one of them.
All right. I'll just give you a gentle ping on the ticket so it bumps down to most recently updated. Moving on. 503 is next from Chris and also assigned to Chris.
I've been out of the office for a few weeks. I don't know on any of the issues assigned to me.
All right. Yes, we missed you. Welcome back. I'll just ping you also. Is there anything you need? It's not marked ready for PR. Is it ready for PR? 503? Do you need anything from the group to propose?
I don't believe that anything is needed here. No. I think this should be ready for PR.
All right. Let's give it the label. Add to the stress level. Cool. Moving on. 482. Chris, that's yours. Oh, we actually marked this pending VC 2.0 upgrade. So I don't know if it should actually be assigned to anyone. What that means is let's just do this bundle together with the inevitable upgrade to version 2. I would suggest we remove the assignee, which is Mahmoud.
I think maybe keep the assignee. If someone's already if I've already volunteered to do it, I'm happy to stay on it and do it. I'll just hold off until VC 2.0. I think okay. We've already done the hard work of like picking the person to do it, right? Might as well keep it.
Okay. All right. Then let's not touch it. 506 is next. From Mike. And it's assigned to Ori. Or is there anything you need on 506 to progress?
No, it's blocked by the verifiable credentials 2.0 work, I think. Like we know we want to support CNSA 2.0. So there's some crypto algorithms we want to recommend. And we know what they are, and I guess we could potentially just put in text around this now, but I guess we potentially could address it, without adding any examples. Like we could just say, signature-based securing mechanisms, it's recommended to use ES384 or stronger, and then refer to the CNSA profile and NIST guidelines.
All right. So it, at first, I what I heard you say was let's put that VC 2.0 label on it, but it sounds like we don't need to do that.
Market is ready for PR, and it just needs respec text to close.
Okay, great. Perfect. So moving on to 552. This is me. Oh yeah, adding an interrupt test with the GS1 credentials. Yeah, I'll ping myself on this. It is also ready for PR. Yeah, I'll find time to get to that. Next is 479 from Chris, not assigned to anyone. Chris, can you introduce 479?
Sure. This is a placeholder to get us to update some OpenAPI spec stuff because we have some examples in there where the content of various signed items was modified for reasons, but the signatures were not regenerated. So the examples are not internally consistent and just should be updated and re-signed.
We don't sign the examples at all anymore.
If that is the case and the code that we're referencing here is no longer relevant, then we can close this.
Okay, let me just correct myself. That's on vocab. I don't know if that applies on interop. Maybe it does.
Yeah, it's certainly possible that things have changed since this was opened. And if they have, I think that we could investigate and potentially just close this.
So I guess that raises the general question about duplicating testing across interop and vocab.
This has nothing to do with testing, Ori.
Well, why is the signature changing then? Why does it matter?
Because we were including examples in the OpenAPI specs to show potentially what the content of requests could be. And those include signatures. And if we made changes that necessitated modifications to the format of that data, didn't actually update the signature, then it's just, if someone goes through the trouble to actually try those specific examples, it probably won't do what they want. So we should.
Okay. Makes sense. I wouldn't spend any time on this. I would wait for 2.0 and then I would update the examples with 2.0.
So let's remove the ready for PR label and keep the VC 2.0 label. Does that sound good?
Works for me.
All right.
I guess one other comment as I read the issue, we're still on 479. It says something about schemas. If there's any requirement on proof in any of the YAML files, that needs to be addressed because that will block 2.0. And that's what the comment from 1 month ago says.
Okay, I'm wearing my thinking face. What exactly constitutes the blocker there?
As we go to implement support for version 2, we don't want any YAML schema constraints on the proof property as a member of verifiable credentials.
Oh.
We want to leave that open so that we're not stumbling over proofs being present, not being present, having values, having different values in the spec, et cetera. Like, I think we've learned from the recent advances in data integrity, it's better to just like let that be handled however it's going to be handled and just sort of let the proof property be present, but don't add constraints in our profile around it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think I agree with that statement, Ori, but I'm not sure it applies in this case.
Well, it would apply to regenerating examples that have proofs, right?
Right, but these aren't examples in the specs. These are examples in the open API.
So I would recommend like not having examples in the open API that have proof then.
Oh, okay. Just
specifically because of the experiences we've had regarding trying to keep them up to date.
Right now, how are we going to test like credentials verified or something like that if we don't have a proof on it? I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, I mean, I think that has to do with understanding version 2 of the verifiable credentials standard. I don't think the proof property is required to secure verifiable credentials.
No, I understand. I'm saying for V1, because we're still going to keep testing V1 today, right?
Mm.
I understand at V2 we should remove it, but until V2 comes out, we should keep it, right?
That's not my understanding. My understanding was that we would not try and support both V1 and V2 at the same time. And so we would at some point make a decision, we're going to V2, we drop support for V1, and we switch everything to V2.
100%. Sorry, maybe I'm not clear. My point is today we're not supporting V2, today we're supporting V1.
Right.
When we get to V2, happy to remove proofs. Until that day, I think they should stay in the examples because that's what someone who's trying to, like, if someone comes and joins today, yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay. So I think, Chris, that there's no action item there if we're all on the same page.
So if that's the case, then, I mean, are you suggesting that we should leave them as is with incorrect signatures?
No. I'm sorry. I'm suggesting we should regenerate the proofs, but there's no action item on removing the examples with proofs today. That should be included. Maybe it's just a separate issue that we include and mark as verifiable credentials V2.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything. I would just leave the proof examples as broken because it's not going to matter. And we're creating work for ourselves when we have more important work to do.
Fair enough. So should we close won't fix?
Yeah, I would do that, actually. I think that's probably smartest. We have other issues to track the V2 upgrade.
All right. Any objections? Beautiful. Love it. Okay, next one is 359. Chris, that's yours.
Yeah, this looks like a rather old one. As a placeholder to add conformance testing for the credential status endpoints. Yeah, no work has been done on this.
All right.
It's good. Do we have interrupt testing on credential status? I don't remember.
That off the top of my head, I don't recall either.
Regardless, I think maybe we shouldn't do any work on this because we know there's going to be a bunch of work on V2 with status list changes. And especially because I think status list is still reasonably in flux. Like I know Miner has a couple of big issues on it where he wants to change some things.
So. Yeah, I agree.
So maybe don't close, keep it as an open issue, but mark it V2 and say, wait until V2 is ready.
Seconded.
All right. So removing ready for PR, adding VC 2.0. Great. Good call. Which brings us to 483. There. Mood, that's from you. I believe we skipped it once or twice because you weren't around.
Let me go through it. One second. I think this was basically we were testing for the message content. I thought we resolved this. No? I seem to recall we did a resolution that we shouldn't care what exactly the message is, but rather we should care what the structure of the message is. And then I think our tests currently don't care. I remember passing a PR that fixes this. Sorry, I would search it up on my phone right now so I can actually...
All right, that sounds good.
Can you just ping me to search for the... or to confirm this?
That was 483, so 554. There. Oh yeah, this is also on the OpenAPI. We have a basic verify presentation, and our example should be a traceable presentation. Yeah, signed to me. It's pretty straightforward. What needs to be done? I'll try and find time for it. Ping myself. So, 460. Chris, that's from you.
I'm trying to remember what we did on this. I do remember we did update some documentation, but I think maybe it was only the readmes.
Right.
That looks like the merged issue was the readmes.
We deleted a bunch of the Postman collections that were you and I together a few months back.
Right. Yeah. This was, I think this is additional documentation so that folks can find and import them. And we made some changes to markdown files to do that, but this is so that we add, information to the respec. And I think this was at the behest of Ori and Mahmood. And I'm wondering, I think the last question I had was, if there's any specific format on how this should be represented. And it looks like on the 7th, we bypassed that and just moved it to ready to PR, but I have not done any work.
All right. I will just poke you and let's move on to 468. Chris, that's you on the spot again.
Loading that now. I do remember this been around for a bit.
Yes.
Looks like we're just waiting for me to confirm that the proposal four is actually what's happening. If you want, is this assigned to me already? It is. Okay. So I just need to confirm that it's doing the right thing and we can close this. I will endeavor to do that as soon as possible.
Or you made a note about aligning with the V2 test tree. Is that something we should not be careful not to overlook?
Is this on 6.468?
4.68, yeah.
I mean, wow, fatigue, it keeps kicking me. It is a place where there should be alignment. I mean, I think when you have status lists, you have to be able to store the status list on a web server. If you secure the status list with a mechanism other than data integrity proofs, the web server needs to return that content in the right media type. And there aren't good interoperability tests yet for the new media types. So that's why it seems to be blocked by the V2 test suite.
Mm.
And then the other piece of this is like we wanted to reduce the number of media types in the next version of verifiable credentials to just be SDJWT. So then you would need also a SDJWT implementation. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So, Chris, I don't know if your comment from before still applies. Surely we are not there yet. Can't we conclude that we're not doing that right now?
This is old enough to have predated, I think, even our discussions on media types. So, I think the best we can do is confirm that we actually did what we suggested we were going to do back when we made the suggestion, and then perhaps move on in a different ticket if additional work needs to happen.
Sounds good to me. Any objections to closing this down? And
I think I agree. I think at a certain point the issues become so old they just get closed for being stale, because it's too much to read and there's no longer actionability on it.
Can we add a pending close just to give me another week to make sure that I confirm what we wanted to confirm?
Sure, that's a good call. Let me just add a note. So I will remove ready for PR and we're spending close there. Good. Okay, let's move on. 567 there is next from Isaac. Use a custom trace interrupt user agent. He assigned himself. We should ping Isaac about this.
We did this. You should ping him to confirm and close it if it's been done.
Great. Well, what was that? 567, so 574 next from Russell.
Yeah, this one and the subsequent two are all to do with, it says content type, it should be accept. They're all to do with requests, specifying what sort of credential they'd like, whether it's JWT or linked data proofs or COTS, maybe, in our implementation. But I have not done these. I'm just now kind of going through my backlog, so I think I'd like to keep these open.
Yeah, just one comment on the CWT's piece. You can't call a JSON-LD secured payload a CWT. A CWT has to have a CBOR encoded payload. So if you're implementing CozySign1 signatures over JSON-LD, you're implementing not a CWT. You're implementing a CozySign1.
Okay.
It's just being specific with regards to the standards terminology. And also there's a section on this in the VC Hosey Cozy. Like the cozy part of it is actually, it's cozy, it's not CWT.
Okay. So definitely my terminology needs to change, and possibly I definitely need to look into the spec so I'm not making mistakes. Thank you.
Cool. Is it ready? What needs to be done here? Is this ready for PR?
It's ready for me to do the work, really.
I'm sorry?
It's ready for me to do the work.
And this will lead to a pull request, will it?
Yeah.
Let's give it pending PR. Ready for PR there. Good. 574, so do 575. That's also you, Russell?
Yeah, similar story. This is just, this is assuming that we do want to make sure that there is an accept header in requests. Is that something we want?
So I think it's good to provide respect text guidance, encouraging the client to request the credential in the format that they desire. And that would be using the accept header. But again, it's also good guidance to acknowledge the server can return whatever content type it supports or throw an error. I think this has come up several times at this point, and I keep saying the same thing.
Okay. Okay. So maybe this one can be, let's see. Yeah, because this wouldn't be testing the server's response. So maybe this one we can just close. But then the next, this one we can close, and then we can get to the next one in a sec.
All right. Okay. Do a small note on that. So that was 75576. Same.
Yeah, I think this one does stand. Once again, it's not content type, it's accept. But having something like, it would be a should, I guess. Request should include a header except specifying whether they like JWT. That's a phrase partially as a question. But that would be that's what I would do without further guidance. So yes, I think that one would be ready for PR then. Just waiting for me to do the work.
Sounds good. And I guess we'll look at the PR and it'll force the conversation.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Then we have 534. Mahmoud, he's mentioned he had to drop at top of the hour, so he's not here. Let's just assign him. Well, let's just ping him. The next is also Mahmoud. We should have sorted his first, I guess. Changes to section 4, ready for PR. Let's ping him again. And same deal on 532. Should automate this. There we go. Here's something new. Chris, 496 is from you. Clarify best practices for retrieving and ownership, retrieval and ownership of data.
This one, I think, if I remember, this came out of that gigantic PR that Mike did a while back, and Ori requested, some issues so that we could not lose track of things that needed to change in the spec. It does not appear that anyone has thus far volunteered.
Well, I've done some work in this section of the document. I wonder if I've done all of it though.
It might be good to re-review the respec and see how much of this is still relevant.
Okay. So next is 531. That's another one of Mahmoud's. Same deal. He's self-assigned as well. So this one. $589 now. from Manu. Align workflows concept in VC API and traceability API. Has anyone here seen, looked into what he's referring to here? What is a VC API workflow?
I'm generally aware of it. I don't think it's a particularly good thing for us to do before we get to the 2.0 changes. I think it's worth a discussion around version, like, so in a world where we've moved to more compact formats or added support for other securing mechanisms, you know, how much of the VC API is still relevant? And what's the sort of framing around the CCG work item? I think we've been not interoperable with the VC API for a while now. And so it would be a lot of, if we do this, it sort of signals, okay, and we're going to go do the other stuff too. And that would be a lot of work. And I think it would require a bunch of commitment to get there. And I don't think it's particularly worth doing personally, but I'm happy to hear thoughts from others.
Anyone else thoughts on 589?
We should leave a comment on it because we discussed it on the call. And if there isn't someone, if folks aren't saying, oh yeah, like we really want to do the work to get these APIs aligned and get interoperability testing in the trace interop profile to be compatible with the VC API, unless there's folks jumping out of their seats to do that kind of work, I think we should comment that there wasn't significant interest on the call in aligning the items. And I personally don't want to spend time on this anytime soon. I'm not completely opposed to aligning the APIs in the future, but yeah, I think I would like to hear from other implementers of the API specifically. I don't believe that VC API implements any of our APIs, so I think the question is for us as implementers of our APIs, are we planning to implement any of theirs?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Isn't it more for them to align to what we've put out there? Is there any reason why that's not good enough? And if it isn't, are we in fact just using the same term to describe two different things? Like, we may not be aiming for the same requirements here.
I mean, there's some historical context here around, you know, why the work item was created in the first place. I mean, the original VC API didn't support any of the APIs that we use to do interoperability testing. So we created this work item. The interop work item was specifically created to work on these APIs. And then after we did that, they made an incompatible version of the same set of APIs, which, you know, is just different. API designers are going to have different architectural preferences, and that's fine. I think in community groups, people should be allowed to innovate and experiment. And it's actually good to have diversity at that layer. When you get to the point of standardization, that's when you should, you know, really aim at alignment.
Okay. All right. I made a comment here that says, discussed in the call, no significant interest expressed in investing into ensuring alignment, at least not yet. Does that sound about the vibe in the room here?
I didn't hear anything from anyone other than Transmute, so I wouldn't say that on the issue.
That's true.
I would say, you know, I think you can say what you said and position it as only coming from Transmute. But if we don't hear from Measure or Maven Net, we shouldn't speak for them. And I don't know if OpenLink has an implementation of the API, Ted, but you're welcome to comment on it as well.
Which API are we talking about now?
We're in issue 589.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything explicit implemented.
How would you feel about investing into alignment on workflows with the VC API? Is that something you would be?
I don't think I have enough under the covers chops.
All right, Russell is, and Chris, oh, you're still here. Is this something you, it's a VC API on your radar still?
I think, for my part, I am in agreement with Ori on this, that we might be opening a bit of a can of worms if we do this right now. And would be happy to hold off and would also not be against alignment sometime in the future.
Okay. I think what we should do is say kind of what you said, Ness, but then comment, you know, specifically transmute and measure, don't plan to, engage in any engineering effort to perform alignment. And there's no comment from MavenNet.
Yes.
Just state what has happened on this meeting in the comment so that he can read the minutes if he's interested in more details.
Yeah. It is my, I don't know if this is just my understanding, but I sense that Mahmoud is more interested in VC API than the rest of us, but that might just be me misunderstanding something, but that's my sensation. Let me just write a little bit here. How about this? I'll just need another minute to write this. Why don't we give the volunteer that does the meeting minutes today 7 minutes to wrap that up and end the meeting now? I think we've been pretty efficient anyway. We've gone through a lot of the issues. Does that sound okay with everyone? So we just get 7 minutes.
Works for me.
Excellent. Any volunteers to do the, to upload the minutes?
I can do it.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'll make sure to kick everyone out. So, thanks. And then I'll just author this, this comment probably. Cool. Thanks a lot for your attention and, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for hosting.
Bye.